This is the BBC.
Here's Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. We are back. A viral video from my holiday in New Zealand that contains what will be your new favourite phrase. Also, we talk about people who dump partners through the power of song. Play along with my New Zealand quiz, and I try and guess what strength of chicken the bangers caller has. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Good afternoon, this is Scott Mills. Did you miss me?
Daddy's home.
Oh, don't say that.
All right, Scott.
Very good, Chris. All good?
Yeah. Scott Mills. How are you, man?
I'm good, thank you. Went to New Zealand to see my cousins.
Yeah.
And my aunt and uncle. It's really far, that. It's really far. I've never been that far before in my life.
See, I didn't realise you had New Zealand family.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is, well, news to me.
Yeah. It's really far. Like, it's as far as you can go in the earth.
It is far. Mm. At one point, we were messaging each other when you'd got to various airports that you were travelling on, and it was like you'd been away. Well, it was about 3 days, wasn't it? It took you to get there.
Yeah, 2 days there, 2 days back. But once again, the time zone was blowing your mind because I was 13 hours ahead.
Yes, it was.
So, like, when I was going to bed, you were getting up and vice versa. Weird, right?
Which I think always leads to interesting conversations, because when you're feeling lively, I'm really feeling... That sounds weird, a weird way to put it. What I mean is, when you're going out, I'm generally sort of waking up.
Absolutely. I've got a bit of a New Zealand quiz for you in a minute, actually, just to see if you can get some of the language that I've been using over the last week. Also, you know, here we have videos that go massively viral like this.
You've got no friends. Well, you want some?
Huh?
You want some?
What, the old Supreme Mall, wouldn't
you? You want some or what?
Inbred?
You want some?
They're fantastic.
If you want some, I'll give it you. You want to go with me?
I'm Jack Manor.
Will Stone Raider there. I have found the New Zealand equivalent, which you are going to absolutely love.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
All right, do you want a New Zealand quiz then?
Let's do it.
Okay, my cousins have been teaching me these phrases all week for the last week, so see if you can get what they mean, okay?
Okay.
Got some phrases for you here. Also, if you are a New Zealander, I apologise for the accent, but I am going to attempt it. It's a hot day, you'll need to put that in the chilli bin.
In the chilli bin?
Yes.
Beer bucket.
But yeah.
Yeah, like cooler.
Cool box, correct.
Cool box, yeah.
Fancy having a go on the pokies?
On the pokies? Well, naturally, I'd think poker. Fancy having a go on it, though.
Pokies.
I don't know. I'm going to go poker.
No, slot machines.
Oh,
makes sense,
yeah,
really.
Yeah, poking the coins in.
Can I get that with trim milk, please?
Trim milk. Skim milk.
Yes.
Yeah.
You look like a possum in the headlights.
I suppose, well, is that the equivalent of, like, rabbit in a...
Correct, yes. Do the mahi, get the treats.
Huh?
Do the mahi, get the treats.
Do a little dance.
No, it's not. Do the work, get the rewards.
Oh.
If you're coming over tonight, bring a Pev.
Bring a Pev?
Mm-hmm.
Pev?
Pev.
Pavlova.
Correct.
Yes, I heard that on a TV show once.
And finally, would you like to sit on my dick?
Oh, I'm sorry. Again?
Would you like to sit on my dick?
It's the deck, I'm assuming. The outside terrace. The
decking,
the pavement thing.
Absolutely correct. You did all right on that, actually.
Yeah, so
I'm a little New Zealand quiz there for you. I enjoyed that. I mean, I've got more, but there's loads that I can't really... Yeah, I can't say them now.
Scott Mills.
That last quiz reminds me of a bit of Innuendo Bingo. Do you remember from back in the day from Grand Designs Australia?
So this is what it's all about.
This is it.
I can understand why your deck's been enlarged, Michael. It feels terrific.
This is a new deck there. Right, the viral video that has already been... I mean, it's pretty big around the world. You may have heard of it already. I don't think you have, Chris.
No.
And it's massive where I've just been in New Zealand, and you will be obsessed with it.
Yeah, and you know me better than anyone, so if you think I'm going to be obsessed with it, I'm going to be really obsessed. And what's amazing about this situation is sitting here right now, knowing that we're about to hear something that's going to change the game.
You'll be saying this for the rest of the day, maybe week, maybe year.
It might end up being the last thing I say one day.
Right,
yeah. That is going to be that prominent.
It's one phrase, but it's amazing. I'll tell you at 1:40.
Scott Mills.
Okay, something else that I've brought back from New Zealand for you as a gift, Chris, is this next viral video. Some people are guessing what it is already and they've seen it. I had never heard of this before last week when I was in New Zealand, the other side of the actual world. So, you know, here, now and again, we get, like, massively viral clips.
Mm.
Like the Gemma Collins one from the Teen Awards, like Wheelstone Raid, those.
Yeah.
Like Catch Me Outside, how about that, American one?
I'm reclaiming my time.
Yeah, so this is the New Zealand equivalent for you. It's basically, I mean, it's gone massive over there. So it's a guy in a bandana, not many teeth, and he's outside a shop, which in New Zealand they call a dairy. Okay,
and what, it's just what is a dairy then?
It's a, like a grocery, like a convenience store.
Ah, okay.
And it's just a guy, and he's broken his scooter. Let me play you the clip. It's just 9 seconds.
Left my scooter outside the dairy. Next minute.
What he's saying there is, I left my scooter outside the shop. Next minute, and it's broken. Someone's broken his scooter.
Right, and that's viral.
Yeah. Because he's saying neck minute. Listen again.
Left my scooter outside the dairy. Neck minute.
Oh, I didn't notice it first time around. Neck minute.
Neck minute. And this neck is going to be... this is gonna, neck minute is going to be your new favourite.
Left my scooter outside the dairy. Neck minute.
Neck minute.
Now, being the man that invented neck minute...
Neck minute.
...does come with its own trappings of fame.
Nowadays, Hawken finds himself followed around by hordes of kids, which can sometimes, understandably, grate on one's nerves.
Neck minute!
I have to skate around with my iPod on so I can't hear anyone yelling neck minute at me.
Neck minute!
So everywhere he goes, people are going, neck minute!
Brilliant. Yeah. So this is it. This is it over there. Neck minute!
Naturally, every viral star eventually gets their own TV show.
What's your favourite thing that's come out of this?
I think doing the food in a neck minute stuff.
Welcome to food in a neck minute. So you put the noodles in the microwave, give it another minute, eh?
Oh, it's kind of rubbish, but brilliant.
Little cooking show there. Give it another neck minute, eh? Do you love him?
Neck minute.
You're going to be doing that all day.
Lift my scooter outside the dairy. Neck minute.
Told you.
This month, we announced the 21-year-old Norwegian pop star Sigrid as the Sound of 2018 winner.
All of a sudden, I started crying.
And now we're putting on a night of incredible live music.
Including future stars.
Notes. Young Bane. Pale Ways. Rex Orange County, plus previous winners, Years and Years, and 2018's number one. Sigrid.
BBC Music, Sound of 2018.
Live. Listen this Tuesday night from 7.
Nick Minute.
Scott Mills.
Nick Minute. I've got Haim, and then
Nick Minute.
It'll be Pink, and then
Nick Minute.
After that, Jay Haas.
The Radio 1 Jam Slam.
January Blues. Get lost. Massive prizes still on. Jan Slam. This is a once in a lifetime today. I mean, when are you going to get to go to the Crystal Maze with Alan Carr ever and Nick Grimshaw? Pretty good prize, right?
It's like a dream.
It's like a weird dream.
Yeah, weird but good.
You know, guess what? Last night, oh God, woke up in a cold sweat. I was in the Crystal Maze with Grimmy and Alan Carr. So they're your team captains. You wouldn't be able to win this anywhere else in the world. So you will be putting those famous attractive bomber jackets on and taking on the challenges, including the famous Crystal Dome. Also, Alan Carr is beyond himself with excitement for this, so he will be full-on Alan Carr all day.
Where he's excited at the best of times. So imagine, like, that's just him base level.
Oh,
imagine excited Alan Carr, everyone.
Right, he's going to be... I mean... Good luck with that, because it's when Alan gets excited, he's excited.
Yes.
So if you want to win your way to the Crystal Maze, answer this question. Richard Ioardi hosted the revival of the Crystal Maze on Channel 4 last year. But what other comedy did he star in? If you think it's Mrs. Brown's Boys, text Maze A, followed by your name and age to 81199. If you think it's the IT Crowd, text Maze B, followed by your name and age to 81199. If you think it's Peep Show, text Maze C, followed by your name and then age to 81199. So Maze A plus your name and age if you think Richard IORD, that's it, isn't it, starred in Mrs. Brown's Boys. Maze B plus your name and age if you think he starred in the IT Crowd. Maze C, and then your name and age if you think he was the star of Peep Show. Texts will be charged at your standard message rate. Only one text will be counted per phone each competition. Additional entries will still be charged. You must be 18 or over to enter. Please do not enter this if you are listening on demand. All the terms and conditions are on the Radio 1 website. Don't forget, once you've entered, you must listen to the Radio 1 Breakfast Show at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. Grimmy will give you a word that you need to answer your phone with if we call you live on Radio 1. You need to answer your phone with that word, and then you're going to the Crystal Maze.
The Radio 1 Jam Slam! January is for winners!
Scott Mills.
How excited are you that I'm back? One, being not bothered. Two, being like about to wee yourself. Ten, being
locked. Two, so you can be an option between one and two.
Sorry, ten. jet lag's on.
If we're really using those extremes, I would say like eight. So the thing is, whenever someone asks that kind of question, you're always going to go seven or eight, aren't
Remember,
you?
One is not bothered, ten is almost about to wee with excitement.
Yeah, but we're talking in honesty. I would ask the same question back.
Seven, yeah.
Seven, yeah. Or do you want...
No,
but
I'd always have to go lower, don't
more?
I?
Yeah, you've got to look lower, otherwise it just looks...
It's a bit needy.
Too keen.
A little bit thirsty for it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, like, Bumble O's on.
Amor de compre venta, amor del pasado.
You don't really deserve this one, do you?
No.
Because not halfway through a week.
I thought it was Monday.
Just turned up.
Viral video in New Zealand.
Lift my scooter outside the dairy. Nick Munnett.
You love it, don't you?
I'm obsessed.
Hannah from London Grammar doing a little live lounge fart.
I can live a life running for my life. I will always want you.
The Queen going on about her crown.
You have to keep your head raised.
And you can't look down to read the speech. You have to take the speech up. Because if you did, your neck would break. It would fall off.
Danny Howard explaining dance music on Radio 4.
So the bill that you hear there, the laser riser, is like... Doo, 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 doo.
Never living it down.
My New Zealand quiz from earlier about decking. And finally, would you like to sit on my dick?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, Danny?
And you've had your sing-along, you've had the claps.
Dale Winton on the lottery.
So I'm going to go with head.
You're fairly convinced the answer is head.
Yes.
Shall I accept head?
Britney Spears does a Wakefield accent.
Everyone in club, all eyes on us.
Yes, Britney! Yes, you've nailed Wakefield. Gemma loves the dictionary.
I'm a massive fan of the dictionary. You know, we should be, like, promoting the dictionary anyway because, like, it is such an amazing, like, historical British thing, isn't it?
Nick Minnett.
Bambolea!
Who have we got then? Come on, celebrate. It's halfway through the week. Tim in Norfolk is trimming some bushes in his tractor. That's not what a tractor's for. Is it?
What, for delicate trimming?
Don't trim a bush on a tractor.
No, you're right.
Waste of a tractor. Jasmine in Essex, bumbling while waiting to hear if she's got a call for a job. She's waiting for that call. Good luck.
Reed man in Huntington painting his socks off right now. Bring on the weekend. Not quite right,
no,
I would say, but
you're doing that
you're
wrong.
You're bumbling hard, I'm sure.
Bumbling in the car, waiting for Luke. That's James. Hello to you.
Bumbaleo.
Oh, it feels so good.
Yeah.
Sam the Welder, bumbling in the Martham. Adam in Willand bumbling his pipes off at the plastic factory.
Mr. Monk from Bristol bumbling right now.
We've got Dean in Watford. Finn and Ant sat in the van, hiding away from the rain, having a little cheeky bumbaleo. Rob the plumber in Hull. He's there bumbling his ball cocks off. You don't deserve to bumbaleo today. Where have you been, Scott? New Zealand.
Yeah. True that.
Oh.
Getting this in my mouth is too good.
Have I mentioned I've been away? Noski in a slightly damp Bristol. Josh and Warren bumbling their way back to Glasgow. Anthony in the freezer in Cornwall.
Jordan bumbling his controller off because not at work today.
I imagine that's a walk-in freezer. Archie and Amy in Redditch. John from Devon. His first bumbling of the year in his digger.
Nice.
With nothing but a chain on.
I'll see.
Nick Minute.
Blazing!
Nick Minute.
Scott Mills.
That's so weird. This person says, my local Tesco Express has a cashier called Sid. When he's ready for his next customer, he goes, Nick, please.
Really?
But, and here's the weird thing. I've been in that one because that's also my local Tesco Express.
Well, let's try recording, maybe.
I'll be going there later. Nick, please.
Scott Mills, BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Yes, Amy.
Yes.
Hello. Are you in Cardiff, please?
Yes, I am.
Okay, what's going on in Cardiff today?
We're going for Nando's.
Okay.
What's the occasion?
We've both started a new job.
Who's we?
We've got a new job. Me and my boyfriend.
You're not working in the same place, are you?
No.
Good. Yeah, I tried that once. It didn't go well.
Well, look, congratulations on the new job, both of you. Where are you both going to be working now?
I'm going to be working in Greg's.
Cool. Okay.
And he's going to be a PT.
He's going to be a PT.
Personal trainer. Oh.
Wow, that's going to be a slight conflict there, isn't it?
Watch that.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, just watch that.
Keep an eye.
You know what we say about personal trainers. Keep an eye on that, all right?
Yeah.
Now, I'm saying, I don't know, you've never spoken to you in my life, Amy, but I'm saying that you're a medium on the chicken front.
A medium?
Chicken, I mean.
No, I'm an extra heart.
Oh, are you?
And I'm 100%
extra. Oh, people like
heart.
You intimidate me because I'm just lemon and herb.
I knew you'd be lemon and herb, so you're such a lemon and herb.
I am, and do you know what? I don't mind that. I wave my little flag and my chicken with pride.
Oh, of course. You seem like a lemon
and herb. He does, doesn't he? Yeah. Such a lemon and herb. And I'm saying your boyfriend is also extra hot.
No, he's medium.
Okay. Oh, I got the wrong
but
way around.
PT. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Anyway, right, here's what I've got for you today on Bangers.
Yes. Shorty burning on the dance floor. Perfect song to play after there's been a fire alarm and then an evacuation and then you all go back into the club. That's happened to me a couple of times when I've been DJing.
Fire burning by Sean Kingston. What are you saying no for?
I don't know.
What do you mean?
What, crying?
It's so much harder when you're on the radio.
I know, love.
But the good news is you have two choices.
You can have that.
And mine's very different. My choice today is this. Anyways, I hope you get this, man. Hit me back. Just to bring the mood up, this is Eminem, Stan.
Oh.
But big tune. Don't be like that,
big.
Scott.
So bad.
Dido as well. Two for one here.
I'm going to go with Cray.
Whoa.
Oh,
are you serious?
Just like long it out a little bit. Let's get some tension going.
Hey, why don't we make Wednesday really miserable and put Eminem on?
Yes!
No, you're supposed to go, no, actually, no, that's not.
You're the best.
Are you seriously choosing Stan?
I am. I really don't like the other one.
Yeah, fair. So, no, let's do this with a bit of pride. Amy, who are you choosing today?
Chris, I am choosing Chris.
I really think you and your girlfriend need each other, but maybe you just need to treat her better. I hope you get to read this letter. I just hope it reaches you in time before you hurt yourself. I think that you'll be doing just fine if you relax a little. I'm glad I inspire you, but Stan, why are you
so mad. Try to understand that I do want you as a fan. I just don't want you to do some crazy. I seen this one on the news a couple weeks ago that made me sick. Some dude was drunk and drove his car over a bridge and had his girlfriend in the trunk, and she was pregnant with his kid. And in the car they found a tape, but they didn't say who it was to. Come to think about it, his name was, it was you.
Damn.
Damn. Tune.
Eminem and Dido with Stan on BBC Radio 1.
It's
you
true.
Really notice the squiggling now, don't you?
The obsession with Eminem and stationery is quite a revelation.
I know. Because what was that one, the other one, where he's all
well,
the
new,
time?
New one,
yeah.
The Walk on Water with Rihanna.
No, Beyonce.
With Beyonce.
Hi, kids. That was Eminem and, who was it? Dido and Stan on BBC Radio 1. How did mine not get picked? 911! Come on. I'm throwing that back in.
Scott Mills.
I'm standing. I'm standing. Yeah.
He's not well at the moment, is he?
He's had man flu for 3 days now. He's literally just tweeted that.
Oh.
So get well soon.
Yeah, he's a complainer, see, like me. When I'm ill, I want everyone to know about it. I want sympathy to the max, please.
But you do say if you are ill, keep off social media, because then it makes it look like you're not ill.
Yeah, I don't agree with people tweeting, because if you are not well enough to come to work, then you're not well enough
but you
to
see,
tweet.
I wasn't really in a good place yesterday to come in, so I just represented that by a single emoji that I put on Twitter.
Even that, well, that's...
And you
that, mm,
you been... think because it's probably got a smiley face on
no,
that it shouldn't be allowed?
You shouldn't be smiling, you're ill. That was James Arthur and Naked.
Scott Mills.
This is Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1. That was Bring Me the Horizon and Drown. Taylor Swift and Click, my tune of the week coming up. So Tanya reached out to us. You've got a real creative way of telling someone it's over.
I do, yeah. Well, I've used it before. I probably wouldn't use it again, though.
Okay, you're a bit younger, were you?
Yeah, I was quite a bit younger.
What did you do?
So I was really into Usher's Confessions 2 album at the time and broke up with him using the lyrics to Burn.
Did you mean to use the Usher lyrics or was it just an accident?
I planned to use them to make it easier.
Why would you do such a thing? Like, if you were planning to break up with someone, surely it makes the situation almost ludicrous that you're using Usher lyrics.
Well, at the time, it just made it a lot easier for me. I hadn't broken up with anyone before, so I just took inspiration from Usher.
How old were you?
14, 15.
Right. And you're like, well, I can't really find the words. However, I love Confessions album by Usher, so they fit perfectly.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think it was actually the song that made me think, oh, I could do this. This suits my lifestyle right now. I'll take inspiration from these lyrics and get this breakup done.
Did he realise at any point that they were lyrics from Usher?
He was into rock music, so...
Wouldn't
no.
have known. How did
no.
he take it?
He was a bit confused at first. He was like, well, what you've just said, some of it rhymed, some of it didn't. And what do you mean by burn? And I said breakup. He said, oh, okay.
Did you do it in quite a high voice?
No, I did it in quite a serious voice so that he wouldn't notice that it was rhyming, but he did.
All right, so this wasn't a text or something. You actually said the words out loud?
Yeah, to his face.
And did you memorise the words or did you read it?
Memorised, yeah.
That's amazing.
I think I'd quite like to do some role play on this, Chris.
yeah, that's a good idea. Tanya, would you be up for maybe dumping me or dumping Scott?
Yeah, okay.
Who would you like to dump?
Chris. I want to dump Chris.
Oh, okay.
Fine. Already taking it kind of personally.
Okay, so you and Chris have been going out for how long?
6 months.
6 months, okay, cool. So
I should point out, I'm into my rock music.
And you've met up before. Where did you meet up?
I think it was in a park.
Okay, so you're in the park and
so,
go.
Hang on. So, all right. How are you, Tanya? You good?
Okay, Chris, how are you?
Good.
Good. Chris, there's something I wanted to speak to you about. Okay. It's going to burn for me to say this, but it's coming from the heart and it's been a long time coming, but we've been done and fell apart. And look,
why are you talking
really
weird
wanna...
at me?
No, look, I really want to work this out, but I don't think we're going to change, and I do, but obviously you don't think it's best we go our separate ways. But it would be wrong for us to stay in this relationship, because when I'm hurting, baby, I'm not happy, baby. And there's so many other things I cannot deal with. I think that we should let this burn.
What?
And yeah, how are you meant to reply to that? What did he say?
He said some of what you said just rhymed, some of it didn't.
I quite like that you live your life like a musical.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I'm half expecting him to come back one day if he hears this with the My Boo song by Usher. There's
Part
always
two.
That one person that will always have your heart.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, classic.
He won't come back with Usher, though. He'll come back with some old school rock, won't he? Mm.
Yeah, probably.
A big good Charlotte at you.
Bowling for Soup, it was at the time.
Bowling for Soup, classic.
Yeah.
I'd be quite interested to hear from other people that maybe have broken up using Son lyrics.
Yeah, cool. There's probably loads of people out there.
Mm. Good to speak to you, Tanya.
Nice to speak to you. Thank you.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Scott Mills. One!
Fully loving these throwback tunes. Says Rachel in Chichester. Thank you, Rachel. Also, Dylan. Happy 18th. Just got an offer from Sheffield Hallam for graphic design. Feeling pretty happy with life right now.
Nice.
Good one.
Nice, nice, nice.
Also, back to dumping people with lines of songs. Shout out to Kath in Rotherham, who did actually dump somebody with the lines from Justin Bieber. The text started, "My mother doesn't like you and she likes everyone." Like, that's a really famous song. You're going to know that from the song, surely. Anyone else done this? Let me know. Someone dumped somebody to the lyrics of Usher Burn on the show earlier. 81199, we might call you back after the show.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Don't forget to download the BBC iPlayer radio app. You get the podcast and take it with you wherever you want. Scott Mills.